Hello, and welcome to a special sneak peek of Rom-Com-a-thon, a new Resistance members-only exclusive here at Bad Movies We Love. Join me and my wife Kristen as she introduces or reintroduces me to her favorite rom-coms, and if I'm lucky, I'll get to pick a few too. For the inaugural episode, because it's that time of the year, we chose Nancy Meyers, The Holiday from 2006. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the preview.
Are you ready for it?
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably play a few seconds as we're doing a commentary. Probably falls within fair use, I would say.
Okay.
Anyway, it's the first official Rom-Com-a-thon for realsies.
Wow.
Took a long time to get here.
It sure did, but, you know.
It did.
A lot's been going on. It's okay.
That's true. Best laid plans. But look at this. Getting ready and going into 2026 on a good note, on a nice hot note, like a hot chocolate.
Hot take.
A hot take.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
It's been a while, like I said. Totally out of practice.
You're out of practice.
Yeah, not so much.
You've been doing this for a while still.
I have. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We got to get back on track with
brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters, and then all that stuff, all the TV stuff.
Yes. It's all about the TV stuff, babe.
It is all about the TV stuff, I suppose. But we're not talking about TV stuff. We're talking about movie stuff. Because this is a subscribers, members-only show here at Bad Movies We Love. Not necessarily talking about bad movies, but talking about movies that I think are sort of generally frowned upon in terms of quality films.
This is not a bad movie.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm just saying in general, I think the rom-com genre,
it's got a bad rep.
Yeah, it's treated as though everything in the genre is not necessarily bad movies, but potentially sort of like less than type of movies.
But yeah, it's one of the most popular genres.
That is true, and I think that's probably what hurts it is the popularity. And the formularity?
The template.
Yeah. I like formularity.
Okay.
Sounds very sci-fi coded.
Okay.
But that's the other
show.
Wrong. That's the other show. That's the sci-fi show. That's Bimon Sci-Fi-Con, which you can also listen to if you're paying to listen to this show. You get a whole nother show. Plus, Bad Movie Futures, you get that too. Get a lot of stuff for $5, but you've already paid your $5 if you're listening to this. So I think at this point, you know, 4 minutes in, we should probably get on with the actual
reel it back in.
Reel it in. We're talking about, of course, The Holiday. If you push play on this episode, you know that already.
Do they?
They should.
Because of the music, they should, yeah.
Well,
I never said The Holiday, though, until now.
Well, I know, but like when the episode goes into its sort of like production on the website and on the host, it says Rom-Com-a-thon, The Holiday.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Fair. I told you, it's been a while.
Yeah. Rusty, busty, dusty.
Squeaky.
Anyway, this wasn't the movie that we picked first. What was the other? What's the name of that other one with Justin Timberlake and Maggie Lawson?
Model Behavior.
Model Behavior. That's the one that we actually picked to start with. For what reason, I don't know. We should have started with something popular like this. So.
Well, we are technically starting with this. We didn't record that yet, did we?
We did not, no.
I mean, when did we even watch that? It was like 6 months ago, maybe?
Longer than that.
Oh. There you go. So this is the first episode. Here we are.
Yeah, I think that that's the kind of movie, though, that gives the rom-com the sort of, like, reputation that it has. Even though, I mean, that movie's fun enough, but is dorky.
I mean, that was also a made-for-TV movie, which is the ultimate level of rom-com shame.
Yeah, I know. You're putting your hand, like, up, like it's high. But shouldn't that be down, low?
No, it's the ultimate high level of shame.
The highest amount of shame is a made-for-TV movie rom-com.
Whatever, you know what I mean.
I do. But yes, The Holiday.
Classic.
It is. It's a good movie. We watch it
every year.
Every year. I mean, you watch it many more years in a row than I had. I think I had seen it once or twice before we started watching.
Rewind.
Before we started watching it regularly. It wasn't one of my, like, Christmas season rotationals. I was more of a National Lampoon's kind of guy.
Yes, but it was one of my annual watches since before we were together, pretty much since it came out. I usually watch it multiple times every Christmas season.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of times.
You've reeled that into once.
Once.
Per holiday season, yeah. Per year.
Yeah, and I think that's... I think that's a healthy amount, especially when there's other holiday movies.
Yep.
You know, we still got to do Family Stone,
mm-hmm.
Also a rom-com, but...
It's going to be a heavy one this year.
Definitely, I think, generally speaking, a heavier sort of rom-com than this film. This one, I think, operates very closely within the parameters of sort of, you know, the cutesy... rom-com, I would say.
That's why usually I watch Family Stone first, and then this is the uplift.
Gotcha.
But I wasn't ready to watch Family Stone yet this year.
Sorry, Diane.
Rest in peace, Diane Keaton. Yeah. It's gonna hit hard.
It is. Brought the whole show grinding to a halt. Not really, but yeah, we don't really have a format for how we're going to do this. I think that will begin to happen in time. You didn't watch the video that I sent you, which was The Holiday with Farts.
I did not.
You should have, because it's great. You know, the where she gives him the present in the office, and he goes, you stinker. It's like she rips a fart in that scene.
I don't want to ruin the movie by watching this video of farts.
That's fine. I'm going to put the link to that video in the show notes so that way you can experience The Holiday with Farts as well. Because it's worth it. Yeah, we don't need to go through like all of the preamble stuff here. The reason I take notes is to make sure that I have things to mention that I don't want to forget.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I watched it like with a slightly different lens in the sense that I was taking notes and trying to be more, I guess, like proactive about having an entire film discussion about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I need to sort of drag it through the entire process that I do with other movies. Maybe we will find the rom-com that brings that out of me, but this is not the one.
Okay.
I guess this time I tried to, like, figure out how much of my enjoyment of the movie comes from the fact that I love Kate Winslet and how much does she carry the rest of it. And it's like, I love her and I love Jude Law. And so another video I don't think you watched that I sent you was the serial killer theory that the two of them are siblings who murder.
I think I did, but you sent that a long time ago.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago at least.
That I did, which I was kind of like, huh, that's believable because of Jude Law. I don't know about Kate Winslet, but.
Well, he does the killing. She just does like the recruiting.
Yeah, but I just don't want to turn this movie into that as much as I love serial killer themes.
Yeah, that's why I thought you would really enjoy that fan theory, but I'll put the link up for that as well. So if you're a fan of The Holiday and you haven't seen either of those two videos, it's a good little addition to the Holiday universe. But I think looking at it again, it's a good movie. Like, you know, yes, I love Kate Winslet. I love Rufus Sewell, even though he's a dick and everything.
He's despicable.
he's got like that look, but also I feel like him and Jude Law like have a similar look in this movie.
No,
they do. They're both
no,
like
no.
They both have like a similar haircut. They're
no,
both
no. You cannot compare
British.
Them.
They're both Britishizing. Like if you switch the role, like obviously like Jude Law's got the baby face. I think he's sort of like a cuter man than Rufus Sewell, but Rufus Sewell is not an unattractive guy, which is why Kate Winslet is, you know, letting him get away with a lot of bullshit anyway.
They're not in the same ballpark, let alone the same sport.
Damn, you don't got to be mean to Rufus like that.
I mean, I'm not being rude to him. Let's be real. But you cannot compare apples and oranges. You cannot compare him to Jude Law in this movie whatsoever on looks.
It's one of the things that I took away most from this movie was
that's concerning.
Yeah. Not that they look the same, but that they both have like a similar look.
No.
Yes.
I want to find people who agree with this.
They both got like the same haircut. They kind of
they don't.
They kind of dress a little bit the same.
No, they don't. You're so off on this.
I don't think so. I took notes, remember?
Doesn't mean those notes are correct.
I want to point out, though, Eli, is that his name? It is, right? Eli Wallach? Yes. He plays Arthur. And I think one of the things about this movie that sort of gives it its unique flavor is that it's like it's an industry movie, right? Like it's a movie that's acutely aware of the fact that it's a rom-com taking place in Hollywood, made by people in Hollywood, and so like it knows the formula. It gets into film history, and the cool thing is that Eli Wallach has been a well-known character actor for a long time. So they basically just like swapped out actor with writer and gave him like a version of himself to sort of play. And, you know, that part of the movie is very charming. And I think it allows Kate Winslet's character to have something like inoffensive to worry about. I don't know. How do you feel about her and Jack Black?
You know, it's interesting because being a fan of the rom-coms, all of these years, I've always been wrapped in this movie around the Jude Law, Cameron Diaz, and Kate Winslet, Jack Black cat and mouse game, essentially, right? Like that rom-com template.
Yeah.
But watching it this time, and interesting that you were just thinking about, like, what is it about the movie? Is it like Kate Winslet or something more, right? I actually took from this time watching it, and of course, a lot's happened since the last time we've probably watched it last year or recently last year. I took that the primary focus of this movie was Kate Winslet and his character's relationship. And I was most excited for it to kind of not hurry but or rush but like get to that part and kind of stay there a little bit more, I think. And so again, a lot's happened, so maybe that relationship hits me a little differently now, but I feel like the heart and soul of this was actually not those two relationships between Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz's characters, but it was really the Iris and Arthur relationship.
Yeah, it's like the only part of the movie that functions without there having to be romantic drama. Right? Because even like at the beginning, you know, we meet obviously Ed Burns getting thrown out of the house by Cameron Diaz. And then we see later Shannon Sossaman has also cheated on Jack Black. So it's like they come with their own. Each of those side characters also comes with their own like romantic baggage and drama. So you can sort of lean on those type of things. Like, I don't know, like watching the movie, like, you know, when Jack and Kate are sort of like friendly and he's already sort of like drunkenly kissed her after the Hanukkah party. To then be like, oh, let's go get sushi and we're just like hanging out. And then like, oops, I accidental boob graze. Like, he still doesn't realize at that point, or like, we're as the audience not supposed to acknowledge that like he's into her. Like, there's still a, oh, he might end up with, you know, Shannon Sossaman storyline going on.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe just because I've watched it so many times, I agree, and those moments are kind of just weird now. But I don't ever feel like, because I think for me from the beginning, I never felt like he really was into Maggie's character. Like he,
Maggie.
Like he was into Kate Winslet's character from the minute we see them meet on screen. And maybe that's just
it's a meet cute is what that
is.
It
was a meet cute. And maybe it's just a chemistry thing, because I think Jack Black and Maggie's character, I can't remember her name, I'm sorry, don't ever show having chemistry. And that's probably intentional from like that first scene where they're in the car and she's on the phone and not paying attention to him. But that first time we see him and Kate Winslet meet, it's like instant chemistry. So I never felt like, I was more annoyed he just ditched her than actually believed he was going back with her, if that makes sense. Because I think it was more of a closure standpoint, probably, right?
It ended up, like, for sure being that.
Yeah, but I think that's, like, what I kind of read into that for a while. And it was more of a, really, you're gonna just ditch her in a restaurant like that?
Thank you for checking out the Rom-Comathon teaser. If you like what you heard and you want to hear the full episode, you can sign up to be part of the Resistance members only for just $5 a month, and you can do that at badmovieswelove.captivate.fm/support. And that is a mouthful, so just head to the show notes and the link will be right there for you. Thanks again for listening. Happy holidays.